All right, today is the 14th of September, year 2000. This is an ICAUSE lecture. The title of this lecture is The Difference Between Scientology, Church of Scientology, and the ICAUSE Church. First thing is the Church of Scientology is a very large organization with many different corporations. It was set up by L. Ron Hubbard in the early days. It was set up as an organization at first with corporations. And later on he decided to make it a church, and in actual sense of what a church is, or a religion, Scientology is a religion. It deals with spiritual beings, and it deals with spiritual beings' immortality and methods achieving that immortality. Now, the Church of Scientology is distinct and separate from Scientology itself. Scientology means knowing how to know. Knowing how to know answers in the fullest sense of the word. It's a technology, it's a tool. I say this many times, it's a screwdriver. It's something that you use in life to repair life, to handle life, to increase states of awareness and beingness. Now, the Church of Scientology, as we know it today, is a management organization. Put it briefly, it manages the various organizations that whose purposes are to deliver the Scientology technology. Now they have expanded enormously all across the planet, and much as any powerful organization, you're always going to find people being drawn to it for power. You're going to find people being drawn to it for monetary gain, political gain. Anytime you have any organization or any group that has a lot of power, that has a lot of money, you're going to find people getting into it to use that power and that influence as their own. This is what has happened to the Church of Scientology. In the early days when Scientology started out, it was the whole purpose and goal of it was to provide auditing and training for people to make them, to bring them to greater and greater states of awarenesses and abilities. As things progressed, it became more and more of a corporate identity. Various things were split off. We had a Guardian's office, which is now the Office of Special Affairs. Its purpose was originally to protect the Scientology technology, defend it from many enemies and attacks. And Mary Sue was running it at the time. And they got into quite a bit of trouble. They broke into the FBI and they did some things that because they were fighting enemies constantly, they kind of took on the color of the enemies and started using some of their technology. Quite a few of the people that were in the organization went to jail over that. This was quite a while ago, a long time ago, over 20 years ago. And the Guardian's office was reformed as OSA, O-S-A. There's Bridge Publications, which its purpose is to copy and redistribute these materials. It's a very complicated organization. It was a huge church. I think it had offices or branches in every country. Well, around in about the time of the 1970s, these people seeking power with not the best of intentions for mankind itself, but intentions for their own personal gain, began to infiltrate the Scientology organization. Now, this has been true all along the track. It's just the way things go. Anytime you have something that's got power and influence, you're going to find people getting in there, not to further promote or expand it, but to use it for their own ends. Ron talks a lot in the early days about the only way that you could ever harm anything was to hide Scientology, put it out of use, make it unknown. He talks about the various truths of mankind being hidden. And anytime you find something that is powerful, that can affect a lot of people, you're going to find people that want to be cause over a lot of people, getting a hold of this thing and hiding it, putting it out of sight, making sure nobody can see it. And this is basically what happened. Now, I'm not saying here that Scientology organization is a suppressive organization. I'm not saying that at all. But there have been quite a number of suppressive people that have infiltrated the organization, and through various means have got themselves into upper level management and are using the technology that LRH dedicated to mankind for their own ends. Now, for the most part, I firmly believe that the people that are in Scientology have the best of intentions, particularly now. And in the old days, everybody was pretty much there. It was all brand new. LRH was alive. He was on management lines. He was handling things, and everything went. It expanded, it flourished, and it prospered. And then LRH died, got off of the lines, and of course, then it was left in the hands of people that were supposedly trying to forward the technology. There was a lot of stuff happened in the late 70s, early 80s, where the suppressives had actually infiltrated the organization to such a degree that they were beginning to kick off people, kick them out, rather, from the church. They were in high positions of power, and because people were threatened with expulsion and declare, kicked out of Scientology and barred further training and processing forever, that they were basically frightened. If somebody said jump or we'll declare you, particularly the untrained, the ones that didn't know the policy well enough to protect themselves, jumped. They were afraid. Whenever you hold a threat of person's immortality over their head, you'll find that they will do a great number of strange things. Mankind, as a general rule, is not very brave. And when you have an opportunity to achieve your spiritual salvation and you're threatened with that, you're going to cut your comm lines to your family, your friends, and you're going to cut your communication lines to anything that's going to interfere with you being free forever. So the technology is very powerful, and people have infiltrated the organization to use it for their own ends. You can look at Clambake on the internet. There's a lot of data about the time track of Scientology, the criminal time track of Scientology, a lot of data about the alterations. But the upshot of it is that all of the people, well, I hate to say all, but most of the people that were trained by LRH, that were trained in the early days, that really knew what Scientology was, that had a very good understanding of the technology and how the church worked and all of the management policies, were forced to leave by various ways, by setting them up to where it looked like they made a mistake. They had a lot of missionaries and people that came from high levels that did some pretty strange things, come along, gave a whole bunch of people at one time and a flag in Los Angeles some security checks, and sent a lot of people to the RPF, which is a rehabilitation project force. It's kind of like a Scientology jail. removed a lot of people from management positions, and they were doing that on purpose. They wanted them off the lines, and so then as they removed the top people, of course you had to promote somebody into the position, and so they pulled people from lower levels up, people that weren't that well trained, pulled them up into these upper management positions, and quite effectively took all of the people off of the lines that knew what was going on, that knew what the technology was, that were willing to stand up for spiritual freedom, and basically replaced them with a bunch of incompetents that took orders from above. And due to the nature of a suppressive person, they speak in generalities, they're well hidden, they say everybody knows, blah blah blah. So they're quite hidden, and they pretend to use Scientology to help people when actually what they're doing is using Scientology to further enslave and entrap people and force them to pay huge amounts of money and use the threat of blackmail and spiritual salvation over their head to force them to do what they want them to do. And a person will commit a great number of overts if they're faced with this, and that's what has happened. So over the last 20 years, the Church of Scientology has got further and further and further away from Scientology, the technology. And in the present time, in 2000, there are an enormous number of people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, that have been declared by the Church of Scientology, that have been kicked off the bridge, that have been denied training and processing forever. And a huge percentage of these people are the ones that were trained by LRH, that was around Scientology in the early days. They knew what was going on. They know what Scientology is all about and what it's supposed to do. And if you get rid of the people that really know what's going on, and you have a lot of new people in there that don't know what's going on, you give them a book that says Scientology all over it. They read it and they assume that that's what it was. You get people from the early days, and you look at some of the later day stuff that they're coming out with, and it's very nearly a joke. The original technology has been altered subtly here and there, a small word, a paragraph, a change, but just tiny alterations, but they're very gradual and they're very slow, and the end product of the whole thing is that you wind up with something that is not very workable anymore. You stress more and more on money, more and more on now I'm supposed to, so you have to do this before you can do that. Because of a lot of attacks and legal lawsuits and so forth over their non-delivery, they've become to a point where they'll just about refuse auditing and training to you for almost any imagined thing. They're trying to protect themselves. They're trying to keep themselves from being harmed or attacked anymore, so they wind up denying the bridge and freedom to a great many people. Well, these people are all basically in the free zone. The free zone was coined by Captain Bill Robertson after he got declared. He went to Europe, he set up a thing called the Ron's Orgs, and since then the free zone has come to be known as basically anybody that is out of the Church of Scientology. But this is what happened. There's a tremendous amount of data that will go along with this. Anybody that's seriously wants to know about it can research it on the internet. It takes quite a while to go through all the stuff. And the trouble is, it's a lot of the truth is mixed with lies. And there's a lot of people that want to destroy Scientology because they don't want anybody to get any better. And there were a lot of people declared from the Church of Scientology that were suppressive people. They were suppressive. There was no doubt about it. They were declared for a very good reason. But since then, a great number of people were declared simply because they wanted to get rid of them. Management, or I don't know how you'd want to call it, the bad hats, we'll call them, The Bad Hats wanted them out of there because they made too much noise, because they knew what was going on, and they just lumped them in the pile with all of the rest of the supposed Bad Hats, the declared people. And there's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous amount of good people that have been declared. There's a tremendous amount of people that were declared for no other reason other than they were disagreeing with something that management did. And it became more and more where the policies that LRH wrote didn't have as much impact or didn't have as much as validity as what management said. That's the case today. Now, LRH has been dead for 20 years. They've had 20 years to fool around with the technology and alter things. Because of the power of Scientology technology, the organization has managed to maintain itself. They have a tremendous amount of data, a tremendous amount of training that LRH developed. It's all there. It's all available. You have a well-organized group of people that claim to be Scientologists. Some of them probably are Scientologists. It doesn't take very many at the top to spoil the whole barrel, particularly when you have a lot of new people that don't know the difference. They just go along with the program, and they never heard any different. They don't know any different, and they just do the best they can with what they have. And the majority of people in Scientology are good beings. They're trying to help. They're trying to deliver this technology. They're trying to save mankind, and they feel that what management has said and done is the correct way to go, simply because they have no comparison. They have no other comparison. I don't know how many people are there that have been in Scientology more than 20 years, but I would assume that the percentage is fairly low. I would imagine maybe 10% at the most. I've been in Scientology for more than 20 years, and if you look at 25 years, back when the technology started, or the church started being infiltrated, people that have been involved for 25 years, you're probably looking at a very small percentage of people. So the church today, the Church of Scientology today, has a great number of things to suppress any kind of knowledge of Scientology anywhere out of the Church of Scientology, and their major weapon is a trademark and copyright laws, and that's what they use to stop people with and to intimidate and harass them.